Richard Ramirez was an American serial killer, rapist, kidnapper, and pedophile. He was nicknamed the Night Stalker by America. All of his crimes took place around the California area. He killed from 1984 to 1985, a year worth of killings. He had 18 people as his victims, which is a lot, and especially not to get caught like that. All of his crimes took place in California, places such as San Francisco, Los Angeles, parks around there. I think his means and motive for, this whole thing, he was just mentally ill. You have to be mentally ill to be doing stuff like that. Which, one of the craziest things to me was his first crime took place on April 10th, 1984, and his DNA was found at the crime scene. And you would think after they found that, he'd be caught instantly, but the second crime he ever committed, his fingerprint was caught at the scene on June 28th, 1984. Again, his second crime out of 18 people who suffered and still didn't get caught. He finally eventually got caught when he was trying to go see his brother, but ended up not going there. And he went somewhere else where a lot of women labeled him as the killer. And they got the police on him. He was convicted of 13 counts of murder, 5 attempted murders, 11 sexual assaults, and 14 burglaries. I think this case is so famous because of how many crimes he did in a year without getting caught, especially after he's left evidence, physical evidence that would say it was him, the first two crimes. And my question would be how the police department /FBI, all of them, kept letting him do other crimes even though they found DNA in his fingerprint.